Six chefs from six universities across the South slice, boil, wrap, and fry ingredients at individual cooking stations in Murray State University's Thoroughbred Dining Room. They're competing in a culinary competition for NACUFS.
That's a professional organization, National Association of College and University Food Service.
Tim Bruce is co-chair of the competition and executive chef manager for Murray State Dining Services, which is hosting this year's NACUFS conference for the Southern region, spreading from New Mexico to North Carolina southward, with Kentucky its northernmost state. The culinary competitors come from Georgia Tech, University of Georgia, Vanderbilt, University of New Mexico, University of North Carolina, and Tulane.
So Chef Travis from Tulane University, what do you got rolled out here, Chef?
Fresh corn tortillas. It's a combination of masa, a little bit of chipotle and parmesan.
Director of MSU Dining Services Paula Amel says the conference serves as a place for university food services to network and learn from each other. The conference offers seminars on a range of topics, including strategies for increasing the use of local foods, enhancing retail experience with mobile, and converting underutilized spaces into revenue streams. Amel says these seminars and the culinary competition help to elevate the perception of college food.
Well, I think there are still people that have this perception of the old straight-line cafeterias and mystery meat and opening cans. And in fact, I'd say the majority of colleges, their food service features a lot of fresh, scratch-made food. They've got talented chefs that have culinary degrees that are coming from the private sector.
District Executive Chef for Tulane University and Loyola University, Travis Johnson, is one of the six chefs that were selected for the culinary competition. He says back home in New Orleans, he takes his culinary skills off campus to work with at-risk youth and community college students.
So we get heavily involved in competitions in the city, putting on programs like this and judging and working with the students so when they graduate from those programs, they can, you know, become certified line cooks and get into the community and start cooking.
Johnson has worked 13 years for Sodexo, Tulane's contracted food service provider. NACUFS is open to all universities, whether their food services are contracted or run in-house, but Paula Amel says the majority of schools that actively participate tend to be those with self-operated dining services. Murray State is the last university in Kentucky to run its own dining services. Amel says other schools may decide to outsource because their program isn't financially successful, is struggling with customer satisfaction, or the university decides it doesn't want to be in the business of food service.
You know, we're very fortunate here. We're successful financially and give back a lot to the university as a result. And there seems to be very high student satisfaction.
Even though there's a sense of competition at the NACUFS conference,
the pressure is on. We're all out to impress our fellow foodies.
The overarching theme of the conference is for dining services to help make one another better. Chef Travis Johnson.
We're not competing against the other chefs that are here. We're competing against ourselves and the standard.
Chef Jonathan Elwell of Georgia Tech won the Southern Regional Culinary Competition. He'll head to Anaheim, California for the National NACUFS competition this summer. For WKMS News, I'm Allison Crawford.